Good evening all, it's Jacqueline B. I took the day off work today and spent the day in the beautiful Stow-on-the-Wold with a very good friend of mine. And I didn't start off the day very well, I was still feeling quite low and didn't think I'd be very good company and all of that sort of thing. But we had the most lovely day. We were blessed with absolutely gorgeous weather, and the idea was we were going to go and do some painting or drawing and reflecting, and we wanted to go somewhere pretty, so that's why we chose Stow-on-the-Wold. So we packed up a lunch and off we went on our little journey, and when we got there it was such a pretty day that we thought we'd have to have a little walk around the shops. I haven't been before, so started to walk around the shops, and then fatal of all fatal things, we found the charity shops. And I may or may not have booed about this, but certainly anybody who knows me at the moment knows this is a recent passion. Charity shops in posh areas. Absolutely fabulous. It's been many, many years since I shopped in a charity shop, and I was thinking about the fact that when I was 16, I was a modette, and I used to buy all my clothes in charity shops, because in those days, charity shops were full of old 60s clothes, so little suits and shirts and tops and things and shoes that were all very 60-esque. And of course, they don't exist in those charity shops anymore. So it was one of those markers of time that actually now charity shops are filled with the clothes that, well, that people wear now. Anyway, it's not just clothes. I've only ever bought two items of clothes in the recent months that I've been. But it's the amazing things that you can get, the amazing gifts and trinkets and all sorts of things. I'm really stocking up, buying real lovely quality stuff for some of my friends and my boyfriend, of course. So we ended up just shopping and eating and drinking wine when it got rainy. So I'm now in the bath just reflecting on what a wonderful friend I've got and what a wonderful day I had. Thank you for listening.